This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk is underway on a Saturday. Of course, Tech Talk between 1 and 2 o'clock here on CCO. Here's the lay of the land. The phone number, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That's 81807. And we should point out that later in the program, we always get a lot of calls and a lot of texts, and we can't get them all on the air. So call or text now if you have a question for Doug about your computer, hardware, or software, whatever. Feel free to call the program right now. Once again, 651-989-9226, or you can text 81807. That is 81807. Doug, how you been?
Absolutely wonderful, Steve. It's the best hour of the week. You know this.
Yeah, great hour. We always get a lot of calls and texts. So once again, feel free to get a hold of us right now on the program, 651-989-9226, or you can text 81807. That is 81807. We'll start on the text line today. Doug, how do I get rid of the nuisance duplicate inbox labeled important with Outlook and Gmail? Once again, I went through this a little bit with Gmail. I had, for a while, Gmail kind of split off my inboxes into various categories, and then I figured out how to kind of go through those checkboxes and get all my email come into one spot. I'm not talking about spam or that sort of stuff. I'm just talking about some of the categories of the stuff I want to see in my inbox. I have Outlook at my job, and I guess it comes to mind that we talked about way too many folders on previous shows when it comes to email, that you can overdo it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this really pertains more if people have their email set up as POP3 and saving their data on their local computer. Now, the folders that this individual is actually referring to in Gmail, and I'm guessing they have their Gmail set up to operate underneath their Outlook as a local email client. Whatever folders are in Gmail are IMAP folders. They're actually being saved and kept up in the cloud under their Gmail account, but they're controllable. Gmail, Google/Gmail, came up with a process of defaulting to show promotions and like media like Facebook and important intentionally to help you organize your mail in the conversation style view. When I first saw it, I didn't like it. I played with it for about 2 weeks, and I went back in and turned them all back on. You can just open them up and edit them and get rid of them so they're not visible, but they will always be there. That's a part of the server structure at Gmail. Now, as for using Outlook as a database, this is where you'll have problems with Outlook. Outlook will create a local data file on the hard drive of your local machine. If you start creating folders on there, they're not going to automatically reflect unless you create them underneath the Gmail IMAP folders. And this can be a little bit difficult to understand. You have to have the concept of in the cloud and local. If they're all up in the clouds, really it's not an issue. You can collapse them. You can put them underneath other folders. I personally like the important folder. A lot of times if I'm looking for email and I might get a whole bunch of them in one day, I'll start in that important folder. Gmail has kind of kept track of the email that I always open and always read, and they've kind of determined through, and I don't want to make it sound like a privacy issue because it's not. They use algorithms to kind of keep track of your personal habits, and they'll actually make recommendations as to what the computer program will assume is important to you. It's a slick feature once you understand it. I wouldn't want to shut them off right away. I would attempt first to understand the concept and work with them just a little bit. I think you'll really appreciate what's there. Great text.
Yeah, and Tug, we don't work for Google.
Oh, no. I wish we did.
Yeah.
But you and I would both be driving a lot nicer cars, Steve.
Yeah. But it is really one of the no-brainers out there is to get yourself a free Gmail account. I still can't get over it.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking there's a catch to all of this. But I've had this Gmail account since 2011 now, and I continue to play with it. I have other email accounts. I have an email account here. I have an email account at my other job. I have an old Yahoo account that I use. But the more I get to know this, like I say, I haven't put all my eggs in this basket. I don't use it exclusively. But the more I use it, the more I like it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm still not getting a bill.
Yeah, no, you won't. When Google Gmail, when Gmail first came out, my original Gmail account, swinhart@gmail.com, was created within the first 1,000 email accounts. I don't know how old it is.
Wow.
I have never deleted an email out of there. Never. I still got tons of space left. Then Google came out with Google Apps, where people who had a business, a domain name, could actually set up their email to run on the Gmail server with their domain name. And Google Apps was free, I think, for 10 or 12 years. And you could have, well, when it first came out, you could have 500 email accounts if you set it up that way underneath that free account. And Google Apps, over the next several years, expanded and gave us Google Drive and Google Photos and Google Calendar and Google Contacts. And that's, I think, where the popularity of keeping your important information up in the clouds really exploded. I have to agree. I think it's the finest service that is available on computers today.
Yeah, and free. I still, like I say, I'm still leery. It's kind of like at some point they're going to start charging, they're going to get people hooked, and then I'm going to get a bill.
Doesn't look like it.
But even if they did, it's kind of like it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, if they wanted $20 a year or $10 a year for an email, I'd pay it. I wouldn't even hesitate.
Yeah, and I have gradually been moving more and more things over that way. For instance, personal travel. I go to visit my daughter in Arizona. So airlines, rental cars, hotels, all of that stuff, I've moved over there. I'm gradually transitioning things over there because at some point in time I want to put this old Yahoo account to bed. It's been around a long time.
Sure.
It's becoming a pain. But with that said, it has just really been amazing. And we talk about all the time in this program how important it is to back up your data.
Can't say it enough.
And we'll say it again here at the beginning of the program. Back up that data, whether you want to use the little USB drives. I don't trust them, but if you do, that's fine. If you've got a DVD burner on your laptop or desktop, that's a good way to go.
It is.
A Pays service, Mosey, Carbonite, there are a number of good ones out there. If you have a Mac, there's iCloud. They do a really good job. But if you have a Gmail account, you get a bunch of free storage as well.
You got Google Drive. Yeah,
and you can pay for more.
Absolutely. And I always recommend to people to think in threes. You've got your local data that you're saving on your hard drive underneath your libraries, if you're using Windows, your docs, pictures, music, etc.
Yeah.
If you have an external hard drive, again, I'm going to say it for you, Steve, I prefer a hard drive over the flash drive these days. And as time goes on, these little thumb drives, even though you can get them 64 gigs and 32 gigs, they're just not as stable and reliable as they used to be. I'm sorry about that, but that's a fact. Besides, you can go buy a 4 terabit drive today for under $100. You can buy a 2 terabit for about $50 if it's a rotary style. If you want to step up to the plate, you can have an external SSD drive for less than $300. Now you've got storage and you've got your working copy on your local hard drive. You've got your one full copy on an external hard drive. And you have one more copy up in the clouds. You're good to go. That puts you off site. And really, you're not spending a lot of money with this. The cost of a hard drive and your time and effort to reorganize and to make sure your data is safe.
And one of those pay services like Mosey or Carbonite.
Great services.
Cheap.
They are.
They're cheap.
Yeah, Mosey, the last time I looked, I believe it was $4.95 a month for a single user, and they gave a discount if you paid by the year or you bought 24 years. Carbonite, another tremendous service. SugarSync, I've actually read some issues with server SugarSync as of late. I don't know if it's on the company side or if it's on the user side yet. So I'd hate to put a negative in your mind, but I know for absolute certain if you want something completely automated, Carbonite and or Mosey, M-O-Z-Y, absolutely tremendous services. You just can't go wrong.
Yeah, here's some Carbonite. Just went to their site. Right now they got a deal of $30. 1 year personal basic plan subscription. $30.
Yeah, see, and that will automatically come with the software to set it up. It will scan and take your libraries up there, and this will actually keep multiple copies. They're not just going to have one copy and overwrite it. If I'm not mistaken, Carbonite, you can set up to have 5 or 10 extra copies, depending upon how much data that you're sending up there. Tremendous services. Absolutely tremendous. You just can't go wrong.
Yeah, so it's hard to beat. Those are a couple of the big ones, Mosey and Carbonite. But do yourself a favor on this holiday weekend. Back up your files, and especially now, tax time. People, I mailed my checks in to Uncle Sam and Governor Dayton today.
Oh, so, you did?
Yeah, so I got them in the mail today.
I'm following
even
our
though I had until Tuesday.
I'm going to follow our president this year, Steve. I'm not going to pay any taxes.
Wow, how about that? All right, 120. By the way, we have a phone number on the program, Tech Talk with Doug, 651-989-9226. If you want to talk computers, hardware, or software, if you're having a problem, Doug will help you sort it out, 651-989-9226. Or you can text 81807. That's 81807. We'll be going back to the text line in a moment.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
122 on a Saturday at CECO Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. We'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. It is 66 degrees, cloudy skies. Looks like we'll see some sun. There is some rain out and about, and the radar shows that. Quick peek at the radar. Line of shower activity in northeast Iowa. And then there's some pretty good rain showing up on radar between Hinckley and Brainerd. And that continues to move east. Also a little rain along I-94 between St. Cloud and Alexandria. So be aware of that. Right now, generally quiet here in the Twin Cities area. We promised a text. By the way, 81807. That is 81807. The texter has an HP Mini Windows 7 starter. Will not complete running monthly roll-ups or updates, I guess. And it's been going on since August. Other Windows updates appear to be working fine.
Windows 7 Starter Edition. What a lovely version of Windows it is. It's exactly what it says. You were supposed to buy this device, and within the first 6 months to a year, you were to upgrade to either the home version or Windows Professional. Now, with that said, I have had some experience with the starter version. I'm going to tell you right now, the smartest thing that you can do is to get in there, make sure there are no remnants whatsoever of Internet Explorer 8. Even if you've got 11 already running and installed, there still might be some inklings of 8. Get rid of that first. Next, shut off your updates completely. Just turn them off. Get rid of them. Download and install GWX Control Panel to make sure you can completely clean your update cache. And from that point forward, if you want to make one more step, get rid of Windows Media Player, download and install VLC Media. And you'll be amazed at how well this little mini will run. That this is a Windows 7 Starter has some issues, but it's a very viable system if you get it cleaned up, keep it clean, and make absolutely certain you're running antivirus. And again, I'm going to recommend Bitdefender, Bitdefender. That's, and it'll run for you. It will do the job. And great text.
All right, and by the way, we did get a text about another company. There are a lot of firms that do backups and help you recover your data. Another one is Code 42.
That I haven't heard of, but that would be interesting to look into.
Yeah, and I just did a quick check during the break, and looks to be legitimate. Do a Google search out there. There's a lot of good companies. And we say this all the time on the program, Doug, and it's really good advice. Take your time. Do a little research. Get feedback. Talk to other people and what they do and what they use. It's hard to go wrong. But you need to have a backup plan. Because this hardware, it's getting cheaper and cheaper, especially storage. There's no reason not to have your valuable data and photos, etc., all backed up.
You and I, Steve, cannot express that loud and clear enough. There really is no reason not to have multiple copies of your important data. Just, you can replace the hardware. We can redo Windows. We can reconfigure machines all day long. What we can't get back is pictures, documents, tax records, music that you've bought. Well, music you should probably be able to re-download. But even that, the time that it takes to recover that and go through that when you really don't have to is just simply ridiculous. Just do it right. Minimum 3-copy approach is really your safest and best bet. Minimum. Now, if you have a big hard drive, you might want to make 2 copies on the hard drive. If you got room on your Google account or got a second Gmail account, send it up twice. I mean, it doesn't hurt a thing. It's like insurance. Always better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
All right, we're going to go to the phones momentarily, but one quick text. What is the best way to back up home movies like VHS, old 8mm? And I'll jump in here, Doug. This is from the text line. Get a hold of the folks at Astound Video. They advertise here on CCO. They do tremendous work. They're about as good as it gets here in town.
First people I would have brought up. Yep. Not only because they're local, they are absolute professionals at what they do. And they are very reasonably priced. I've had several family members that want me to convert 8mm movies to digital and VCRs to digital. There was a time I had a Pioneer that had a VCR and a CD player and recorder, and I could actually transfer from VCR to CDs. Well, I no sooner bought this beautiful piece of equipment for $600. 3 months later, CDs were out the door and DVDs were in. So now I was converting to a CD, up to a DVD, and then to a hard drive. And the amount of money that I invested, the amount of time that I invested, doing all this free stuff for family, even though I was cool on the holidays, it really was not worth it. I would have been better off to sneak over to Astound, take the whole box of 8mm, VCRs, slides, whatever, and said, here, give me a quote. They'll give you a quote, and they'll pump the work out. You'll go pick it up, and you will be a happy, happy camper.
Yeah.
They, I think, are probably one of the best in the field. whether you're in the Twin Cities or not, they're top shelf.
Yeah. 128 here at CCO. We have time to get in a phone call before the weather break here at the bottom of the hour. And let's go to the phone lines right now and bring in Joe. Joe, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes. Hi, my name is Joe. I have a problem. I'm not doing what you guys are do. I have a Seagate 32 gig, but it's sort of an old external hard drive.
Okay.
And I just can't recover anything. I get it like access denied. I did try buying a Spinrite program to try to recover it. Just no luck at all. Is there any hope at all?
Yeah, that program you got called Spinrite comes from Gibson Research. That it's absolutely phenomenal. It almost sounds to me like this hard drive possibly could have a bad board. If it's an old hard drive, you might want to see if you can buy an identical hard drive on eBay for $8, $10, $12. There's no guarantee it's going to work, but replace the actual board. Now, if when you plug this thing in, if it's clunking and banging or not actually spinning up at all, your last resort is OnTrack, Kroll OnTrack, K-R-O-L-L, OnTrack in Eden Prairie. And by the way, these people are world-class, world-renowned data recovery specialists. They work for the FBI, the CIA. They're world-renowned. You can't do any better. Word of caution, they're not cheap, but they will give you a quote up front. That's your best bet. No question about it. And thank you for the call. I hope that helps.
All right, quick break. We'll have the weather in a moment. Then we'll go to the phone lines again. Mark in Plymouth is waiting. Mark, you're right out of that weather break. And then we'll go to the text line as well. Here are the numbers. If you want to call, we invite your calls. We have some phone lines open. 651-989-9226. Or you can text 81807. That's 81807. 66 degrees, cloudy in the Twin Cities. There's some rain out and about, not much here in the metro. Most of it, well, out of the Twin Cities for now. 135 on a Saturday. Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart in studio. Jonathan Lowe is our studio coordinator. Phone number 651-989-9226. Text 81807. That is 81807. We promised we'd go right to the phone lines, and we will. Here is Mark in Plymouth. Mark, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. Say, I just wanted to let you and your listeners know there's a new. I just purchased a new device. It's a SanDisk stick. It's a 200 gigabyte USB drive that's wireless. And it's designed primarily for removing your photos and videos from your phone and having an alternative place to store them. And it works really, really well.
I actually saw that a number of months ago, and I think it's a tremendous piece of equipment. It's if I understand this thing correctly, this is actually built with the same exact technology as an SSD drive. And it's put on a stick. I agree. That's a great product. Great product.
So I would assume it works with your Wi-Fi in the house and it grabs your data that way wirelessly and backs it up. I suppose it's kind of a personal server type thing.
Sort of, in a way. And it's all set up to automatically train up with universal plug and play through your network. A lot of people are actually plugging them in and getting them set up right straight to the Wi-Fi. It's a slick, slick little piece of equipment. And thank you so much for the call. That was an excellent call.
Yeah, there are a ton of good options. Once again, do your research, but have a plan. And one of the things is off-site. If you don't trust the cloud, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. But have a DVD or a USB or take that external hard drive and keep it at a neighbor's house or keep it at your kid's house.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
Absolutely.
Put it in your safe deposit box at the bank, whatever. But some of this stuff can't be replaced.
Right.
You can fix hardware. You can solve problems. But, you know, when you lose that stuff, you lose that stuff.
Absolutely.
That's a bummer. All right, let's bring in Deb. Deb in Ridgefield, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about, I actually have a HP Pavilion TouchSmart with the Windows 10 on it.
Okay.
And I first downloaded the Advanced System Care to it and was running Windows Defender. And I ended up getting my Windows Defender. I think I had the IOBIT malware too.
Yeah, this is not so good.
No, not so good. So I'm confused now about what I should do.
If you bought the Advanced System Care, you can keep that until it expires. I can no longer promote Advanced System Care because of this extra software that they just kind of cram out to people, and it's not a good thing the way they do it. I'm not a real big fan of the IOBIT malware fighter. I'm definitely not a big fan of the IOBIT driver booster. And now they're trying to sell the Smart Defrag, which they give away, by the way, and have for the last decade or two. But Advanced System Care should not be confused with an antivirus or a cleaner. I would say get Revo Uninstaller. And you can go to a Google search page and just type in Revo, R-E-V-O, Uninstaller, or go to RevoUninstaller.com. Get the free version, not the professional trial version, because that will expire in 30 days. Once you get that installed, take your time and learn how to use it. Uninstall all the other products from IOBIT except Advanced System Care. And if you want to give me a call next week, I can connect up to you remotely and show you how to use Revo Uninstaller and make certain that you know how not to allow those extra downloads to pop in automatic. With Windows 10, I'm just not a real big fan on adding too much stuff at all. Windows 10, it's more important that you get SpyBot, ActiveBeacon, take control of your privacy issues, watch how this baby's updating, make certain that you're not updating your neighbor's computers. And there's a number of steps that you're going to want to do to completely optimize your Windows 10. Advanced System Care, I actually took that off my website entirely. I would rather people be using CCleaner, the free version. It's not quite as one button, leave alone and run, but you don't get all this extra nonsense either. Thank you for the call. And if you want some help with that next week, you feel free to give me a call.
All right. Phone number again, 651-989-9226. That's 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. Let's go to the text line and start there. We've got a ton of texts here. Is there any way to recover my free upgrade of Windows 10 that I roll back to Windows 7? I'm not exactly sure. Maybe they tried Windows 10, went back to Windows 7. They're probably out of luck.
No, not okay. Really. There's a way that you can go to the Microsoft site. What you're going to be looking for is go to Google and type in Windows 10 space, put a period sign, ISO. You're going to be downloading an ISO file and creating a bootable media. Now, you have to do this as a fresh install. When you get to this particular point, if you have trouble getting this thing licensed, give me a call and I'll show you a couple of alternatives, but you still can get it done. If you're going to go that route, I think what really has confused a lot of the computers is the upgrade from the 7 or the 8 to 10. Windows 10 is going to run much, much better and much, much cleaner if you do it from a clean install. Great text. I wish we could go into it more in depth. It's kind of a lengthy process, but it absolutely can be done. And thank you so much for the text.
All right, the numbers again. We have some phone lines open, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Here's kind of a clever text. There are two types of people who own computers, one who's had their hard drives crash and the other that's waiting for their hard drive to crash. Your advice to backup is excellent.
Oh, thank you so much. And that is true. The mechanical, the spinner drives, as good a products as they are, you just can't take the chance. And in fact, I have to say this as well, as much as I tout SSD drives, that also is not a perfect solution. We just don't live in a perfect world, and you just cannot rely on one source of media that way. Thank you so much for the kind words. We always like to hear it.
All right, a little follow-up on that SanDisk, and that, once again, it's SanDisk, Sandisk. Someone wanted to know more about that, and you can go to their website, sandisk.com, and find out more. And this stuff is available generally around town. You can buy it online. I would assume Best Buy has this stuff.
I'll guarantee you'll find it at Micro Center as well. But what he's talking about is a SanDisk stick. And SanDisk, by the way, this is not their first rodeo. SanDisk has been around for a number of years. I don't know how many SanDisk SSD drives I've put in laptops and desktops. It's very, very good equipment. I would trust that company explicitly. And this stick, this is a pretty slick item the way this thing works. So, yeah, and it's SANDISK, and if you want it exact, it's capital S, lowercase A-N, capital D-I-S-K, no space. It's just that one word. And good luck, and thank you so much for the text.
Yeah, and they have all sorts of technology as well that you can use to back up iPhones, other smartphones.
You bet.
Your computers, whatever. So they have a wide range of products available. But, you know, it's another tool.
Absolutely.
To use if you want to back things up. We've got another text as well. This gets into the Gmail account, and right out of the top, we talked about, you know, a no-brainer. There are a few things in the world that are free. I'm wondering
that are worth a million.
Still wondering how to do it. But this guy was wondering about some of the drive functions, and if there is a criticism about it, is that learning how to use all of the features. When you get a Gmail account, for instance, I have mine right now. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a little block that has 9 squares in it.
Correct.
And that's where you can get to the apps.
Correct.
And my advice, and over time, is to kind of play with it, and then I actually use Google Search and just say, all right, how do I back up files to my Google Drive?
Absolutely.
And go through it that way, because it would be too difficult to do it on the radio. But it's just one of those things where you got to play with it. You're not going to break anything if you play with it, but it's as simple as, literally, I have a few files on my work computer here, like my timesheets and those sorts of things that I keep on a computer here. I can back those up to Google Drive in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Once you learn the tricks.
Yep.
But it just takes time to poke around and use the Google search to help you out.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And people ask me every day, Steve, they say, Dougie, what browser should I use? Here you got Firefox on there and you got Chrome on. And I come right out and I tell them, I use them both. Now, when I'm using Google Apps and Gmail, I'm using Google Chrome. When I first install a computer, I will go underneath the settings in Google Chrome, the web browser, and I will make absolutely certain that the toolbar is showing, the home button is showing. On that toolbar, not only on the right side do you have those little 9 squares, but also on the left side. When you click those squares, that window pops open and it shows you Google Drive. Look right inside the web page of Google Chrome. From that point, you can easily open up your Windows Explorer. Not to be confused with Internet Explorer. Open up your Windows Explorer. Slide that to the left side of your screen. Open up Google Drive. Slide that to the right. Go over to your Windows Explorer. Go underneath your docs. Hold your Control key down. Press the A key down. It shades everything. Put your pointer on top of that, those shaded files. Depress your left mouse button, drag it over, and drop it right on side on top of Google Drive, and you're done. You're not removing them from your hard drive. You're actually performing a drag-and-drop copy. Piece of cake. It couldn't get any simpler. Big thing with Google products, like Steve has mentioned, just spend a couple of minutes every day and play with one. Learn how to use the calendar, and the functions in the calendar are extremely simple. Learn how to use the contact list, and over the years, this has evolved. Learn how to use the mail and the Google Drive and Google Wallet, and pretty soon you'll just be taken with all of it, how the photos work, how the photos works with Drive, how much space you can have. And trust me, you get a ton of space with a free Gmail account. It's well well worth your, and I'm just going to say a couple hours of time, because if you play with it for a couple hours, you will be hooked.
Yeah, for sure. Hard to beat. It is 1:47. We still have time for your text, 81807. That's 81807. You can call 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Here on the CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart in studio. Time is tight. Let's try to get to as many calls as we can and texts. Jerry, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Love your show.
Thank you.
My question is, Doug, I have Windows 10. But I have Microsoft Office 2010, so it's old, and I keep getting messages that I can upgrade. But my question is, I don't know how to tell if it's free or they're going to charge me, because
well,
I know they've gone to subscription-based.
Yeah, this is actually kind of ugly. There are updates required for your 2010. If you're getting those, you want them, but you should only see them when you have the program open. If you go into Programs and Features underneath your control panel, and if you have trouble with this, give me a call and I'll help you walk through this. You can actually remove the Office 360. They're pushing you to go to the online Office. And this is becoming very, very confusing, and it's really creating some issues for folks. So use some caution. When in doubt, don't. And if you need some help with that, give me a call next week. I'd be more than happy to connect up, and we'll take care of that for you.
All right. We'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Let's bring in Steve in Minneapolis. Steve, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I haven't played a music CD in years. I converted them all over to MP3 files. What do I get for Christmas but a music CD? What is your favorite free conversion software these days?
Oh, man, there's so many of them that I'm not even so certain that you need them. Probably Audacious. There's a free one that will convert those. Another alternative for you would be to download and install VLC Media Player. V as in victory, L as in love, C as in cat. Media, all one word. You'll go right there and even if you've got a 64-bit machine, just take the default 32-bit program, runs perfect. That will play any video, any media, any music. It just works. You don't have to worry about downloading any DivX or anything like that. Conversions. That can get, if you're trying to convert a paid CD, this can get a little bit weird. And there's a whole bunch of products out there, but you got to be careful that you're not pirating. Even though you got it and you own it, once you convert that, you may actually be in violation of copyright laws. So watch that. Be a little cautious. And thank you for the call. I hope that helps.
All right, let's go to Lynn. Lynn in Dayton, you're on the air. Please go quick.
Hi, Doug. This is Lynn. I've got a quick question for you. Love your show, Doug.
Thank you.
I believe I've been hacked, and I've been getting a ton of these miscellaneous emails. They're coming from anywhere from reverse mortgage to health to blah, 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 junk. They're a bunch of junk things.
Could possibly just be spam. I think I'm going to have you give me a call next week, and I'll connect up to you remotely because our time is too short today. But I will definitely give me a call Monday or Tuesday, and I'll connect up, and we'll take a look, and we'll get this fixed for you.
Yeah, most email services have a way where you can block these.
Correct.
Where you can flag these, and they're going to be put into a spam folder.
Correct.
And clean it up. It sounds like.
And worst case scenario, I'll create her a Gmail account and put her email underneath that, and that'll clean it.
Yeah, there you go. Doug, we've got to run. Time is tight. We apologize. By the way, we had a quick text in your sweet spot. I have a Seagate external hard drive. What do you think of this brand?
Seagate?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very biased. I love Seagate.
All right. That's easy. All right. And on that note, we apologize to the folks who didn't get on the air or didn't get their text talked about this week. We'll be back 1 week from today. Doug, your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOTech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543.
All right, you're going to probably take Easter off, but if people get a hold of you early next week, you'll get back and talk.
Absolutely. Got to go to brunch with the family. And thank you, Steve. Have a happy weekend.
All right, you as well. There he is, Doug Swinhart, joining us here on the CCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.